The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For more information about the center, or for halachic services and resources, please call 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Shabbos Daf Pei Vav. The Mishnah, another one of the Minayans, Minayan lepeleta shechva zer b'yom ha'shlishi, b'tei tmeh shenem ha'yu nechoinim l'shleshes yomim. The same way a hoitzoa zera is metame a man, either voinis or barotzen, it's metame, he becomes a balkari, he's tome, he's tevel and mikven, he needs harav shemesh. A woman who has an emission of the zera that was in her body will also be metame, like Thomas Balkari. The Mishnah says that pleita zera is as long as physically that zera is viable and it could impregnate her, so then it will, the emission of that zera will be mitameh her, and that is totally in shloshes yomim. Then the Mishnah brings the pasuk heyu nechayim l'shloshes yomim. What's interesting is, I find this fascinating, all the sugyas of matzah are in these few dafim, that the basis in the Mishnah of the, where the Gemara bases its whole story of the Torah. Of course, the details are totally in how to calculate when Matan Torah was in the Zman Prisha, as the Gemara discusses by Barichus in the next few daf, the Zman Prisha, from when husband and wives would separate each other in preparation for Matan Torah, how long they needed, how long would they need in order that everybody should be Vadei Torah, that there shouldn't be not any Balikheri, and there also shouldn't be any Platim, that all, both the men and the women should be for sure in a state of Tahara, as they greeted the Shekhinah, as they were prepared themselves for Maamid HaSinai. That's of course the mathematical place for these sugis, but just the idea that the Chazal put the place of the sugis of Matan Torah, all the deep ideas that go into Matan Torah, in the context of a relationship between a husband and a wife, the physical relationship between a husband and a wife, is fascinating. Especially in light of Shir HaShirim being centered, which Shir HaShirim, a lot of it is about the Maamid HaSinai, and the relationship, the longing of Klal Yisrael for the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Cheshek of the Ribbono Shel Olam for Klal Yisrael. A lot of that is depicted in the physical relationship between man and woman, and that's very apropos as the context for where the Chazal saw fit to place their discussion of Maamid HaSinai. That's as an aside. As far as the sugis are concerned with the dinim of Peletes, there's an interesting nekuda here of how we look at different dinim that are totally in days. The cheshbonis, the way they unfold in the sugi, is that there are three shittas in the Gemara, when Maamid HaSinai was, how long pleitas shechva zera could be mitame. We paskin that a woman is rendered tame, and what's important for us, we don't practice dinei tumah v'taira, but what's important to us is that a pleita zera will be soiser yemei libuna. Let's give a little bit of background. A woman who becomes a nida has to wait 7 days. She's also labayla and she's tamei for 7 days, and she there has to be thereafter is toivel. If she's a zova, she's sitting down not in the regular time of her period, then the halacha is that she has to count not 7 days, even if she sees down the 7 days, she has to count 7 clean days. We're choshish, the Gemara says, that Rav Zeira made a minik kavua, which we practice scrupulously, that all women are choshish, that they're zovois and not nidos, and therefore we need sheva yimei nikim, the 7 days that she's white, that she does not say any dam, and that's the only way to be toivel and become ois nida, because we're choshish that she's not a nida, she's a zovo. The halacha Moshe Messina of Peleta Shechva Zera is that any Pleita Zera will be soiser, the Yemei Nikim, and it will render her having to start again the 7 clean days. So that's why we have, from when a woman sees Dam, from when a woman has her period, we wait always, we only make the Hefsik Tire the 5th day, we only let her start counting. Why is that? The 3 days are the way we paskin that Sheish Oinois are these man. Sheish Oinis are the Zman of Plato. The way we pass on, the way we cheshven out the Suya Matan Torah, it comes out that 6 Oinis, an Oina is either a day or a night, from sunrise to sunset, or from sunset to sunrise. 6 Oinis, which means 3 full days, is the Zman of Pleitas Zera, and therefore 3 days, which L'chayr, the way the Gemara describes it, is 72 hours. We're talking about a physical reality of when the Zera is viable, that it could create a pregnancy. So we're talking about a physical reality. We're not talking about days. If it was 4 o'clock in the afternoon, the last time that she had relations, then it should be till 4 o'clock in the afternoon. If it was Shabbos afternoon, then till Tuesday, the Gemara says that. From Shabbos morning, Moshe Rabbeinu, when was he Mafish Klai Yisrael? 3 days before that, Wednesday morning, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, etc. The way we pass from L'chayr has to do with 72 hours. 6 oynis. L'chayr is 72 hours. If it's 72 hours, then if a woman, let's say, last had relations, let's say Sunday night, let's say at 11 o'clock, she should not be able to make a hefsek tayra till Wednesday night at 11 o'clock. Obviously, 11 o'clock, she can't make a hefsek tayra because you need the beginning of the day. She has to be mafsik b'tahara, clean herself and make a bedika before the shkia, and go into the first day b'tahara. So therefore, we'd have to wait for Thursday night. Chazal pushed it off one more day. Why? The Ramah says, b'shem d'trum sadeshe, and hilchus nido, that we're afraid that maybe she had relations with Hashmoshes, and she'll compute the days wrong, and she'll be off by a day, so therefore we wait an extra day. So therefore it's really the fifth day that she makes the Hefsek Tayra, and not the fourth, the way it would be just for the Cheshmer of Pilatus. What's interesting is that the reality, which the Chayra is the Zman, for how long one has to wait Pilatus, the Chayra, as we said, is a physical reality. Should be totally in hours. The concept of oynis, which is l'chayr, a time frame of days and nights, has nothing to do with the amount of hours. So l'chayr, if the days and hours, if it's not a full 72 hours because the day is getting shorter, let's say one is in Alaska where the day gets shorter from let's say July, the day moves, let's say, as opposed to New York where the day gets shorter only by 2 minutes a day, 1 minute and a half a day, in Alaska could be 6 or 7 or 8 minutes a day, I don't know. But it's much more dramatic. So it would come out that till the shkia of 3 days later is less than 24 hours. If it's a time when the sun is shrinking, when the day is getting shorter. So it comes out that 6 oynis away that night is less than 72 hours. How could it be the same as man? The chod should be totally in an amount of hours. But still we find the Chazal Paskin Sheish Oynis, doesn't say 72 hours. Interesting halacha, where even though something is a physical reality, still it's totally Oynis. At parallel, we do find by Vestoy, so we're trying to compute which day a woman will be most likely to see her period, and therefore she can't be with her husband. We count from the Shkia till the Netz, and from the Netz till the Shkia. And the understanding is that the ebb and flow of the seasons, as far as the moon is concerned, will have some type of ashpa, the same way it has ashpa, I don't understand these things, it has ashpa on high tide because of the gravitational pull on the water, high tide and low tide, and when the water washes up further, depending on if it's a full moon or it's not a full moon, the ebb and flow of the moon will have ashpa on a woman's internal clock, and therefore it might not be totally in hours a day, it might be totally taka and sheish oynis in 6 time frames of Shkia to Netz and Netz to Shkia. Interesting that we find it that way. Just another example of such an idea, Tosfos in Gittin of Chesam and Beis discusses Lagabe Eyoledes. The halacha is that Eyoledes, Toch Shloisha Yom is considered a Chodesh Yesh V'Sakana. We feed her, let's say, if she has to, when Mechal Shabbos, we heat up fire or whatever it is. If we think that she's shvach, even if she says that she doesn't want, from 3 days after the birth until 7 days, we ask her. If she says she feels weak and she needs, let's say, hot food, and we don't have a fire, so we'd make the fire even on Shabbos or even on Yom Kippur. If she says she doesn't need, then we'll listen to her. We'll go with her intuition of what she needs, what she doesn't need. We won't feel chal Shabbos for her. And then from 7 until 30 days is called the chel shem b'zakono, we are miri lakum and other shvusim, would be mutter. What's interesting is over there, Taisu says in Gittin Avches that this, even though it's a physical reality, she gave birth at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, Shabbos afternoon. L'chayra, her weakness and her level of chayla should have to be totally in 72 hours. Doesn't say that. It says totally in Yomim. So there would be no difference between a woman who gave birth Shabbos morning at 5:30 a.m. or a woman who gave birth, 7:30 in June, a half an hour before the Shkia. The halacha would be that would be considered the first day, and then Sunday would be the second day, Monday would be the third day. And that's your 3 days, which is a very big chiddush. Again, why would the calendar, the amount of days that registered on the calendar, be the deciding factor in how much strength a woman has after birth? Interesting. The Mishnah Berurah in Simon Shin Lam and Simon Katan Yud, discussing those halachas, says that there are definitely poskim that hold as tali b'me'ez la'ez, in which case, if it's, like we said, if it's less than me'ez la'ez, if it's less than 3 days, if it's less than 72 hours from when she gave birth, according to these poskim, you would be mechal Shabbos. The achra of the Mishnah Berurah is efshel la'akum. Chaim Brisker was wont to say that he's not mekel in Chil Shabbos, he's machmir in Pekuch Nefesh. So the Mishnah Berurah over here says that one should rather err to the side of caution, be makel in such a shayla, in deciding whether one should be Mechal Shabbos or not. There's another case, which is not like this. If a baby is sick, and we have to wait a full week, certain types of illness, we have to wait a full week. The halacha says we can't just wait till, let's say, the baby's yellow. We don't have to wait a full week. But the baby's very yellow, to the point where he's considered a chayla, or the other, let's say, has an eye infection. We have to wait a full week from when he recuperates in order to make the bris. As I state in halacha, does that week mean 7 days? No. Over here it says it's tali b'meis leis. You have very often where you're not sure if the baby's well, and you have a bris literally 5 minutes before the shkia because of that. But that's the halacha. It's tali in meis leis. So we have certain halachas that are tali in the day, as a day, and certain things which are tali in the amount of hours. 3 days would mean 72 hours, or it would mean 3 calendar days. Tali in which halacha. Here's another example. Bliyos in a kli. There's treif that was cooked in a kli. When does that kli become nice in time of gamba? Midaraisa, the food that was cooked in that pot, not even midaraisa, practical halacha. If somebody cooks food in a pot that had in it tray for food, was cooked, or possible color was cooked. If it was cooked within the last 24 hours, we say it's nice in time of shvach, and it's considered as imparting taste of possible color into the kosher food. One cannot eat the kosher food unless it's bittul b'shishim. If, however, it's after 24 hours, it's considered nesin tam of gam, that tam does not add, is not considered an iser tam in the kosher food, one would be allowed to eat the food. One has to kasher the pot, make hagolos kelim on the pot, but the food b'dieved is not osur. There are rishonim, interestingly enough, that say that this idea of it not being a ben yoyma, the pot being not a ben yoyma, is totally in overnight. They say that as long as it was overnight, there are mashmois in that way in the sugya and zvachim, it's already considered nois and tam of gam, not nois and tam of shvach. And imagine you're in Alaska, you'll have a night, the land of the midnight sun, you'll have a night which is only 3 hours long, according to some rishonim. As long as, even if the food was cooked 11 o'clock, it was cooked 10 o'clock at night, on a long July day. 10 o'clock at night, not 10 o'clock at night, 10 o'clock p.m., which is still bright daylight outside in Alaska. Tray for food was cooked. It's overnight, and the day already starts. It becomes nice in time of scam. Interesting, it's only 3 hours. Same Alaska, if the food was cooked in January at 2 o'clock p.m., and the sun is already about to set, you would need from 2 p.m. till the next day, the sun only rises at 11 o'clock a.m., it would be about 20 hours till the time would become the Eisen Tam Lefgam. This is again another example where the reality, the way we understand it physically, shouldn't have to do with the calendar days, it should have to do with the amount of time. There's another halacha which is Daraisa Harigas Avdoy. Over there the Torah says, if a person kills his own Eved, the halacha is that if he died within Yoim or Yomayim, Rashi says, why does that say Yoim or Yomayim? If Yechayiv on Yomayim, Yechayiv on Yoim. So Rashi explains, Yoim Shehu Yomayim. In the classic sense, when the Torah says Yoim, the Torah is referring to a calendar day. Yoim or Yomayim is a day that stretches over 2 days. Rashi says that means that this man, for this dispensation, if a person kills his own Eved, this Ptur that is not Chayv Misa has to do with Me'ez La'ez. So we see over here that the halacha definition of Me'ez La'ez is Yoim Shehu Yemen. It's a day that includes parts of 2 days. Otherwise, wherever the Torah says Yoim, Yoim means a day on the calendar, whenever that day ends and whenever the next day starts. Masha'en came by everything, says the concept of Yom Yomayim, that's totally in Me'ez La'ez. Like we're saying, not everything we can understand in Asvara, why this is like this and that's like that, but as I stated, it's interesting, Allah, that there are certain cases that are totally in the reality the way we would understand certain cases, that are totally in the calendar.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halachic services or consultations, or to present a shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. Or email info@thehalachacenter.org.